Before that, I'm available for Saturday night. Ronnie Aldridge in there with Just For You. Al Capps did Mellow Yellow, the Donovan song. Yeah, so way back when. Lex de Azevedo and Happy Together, and John Gregory with Don't Cry Out Loud. If you do, just keep it to yourself. I'm Eric O'Brien, Dateline San Francisco. Believe it or not, a California man said he tested positive for both COVID and monkeypox at the same time. After testing positive for COVID, Micho Thompson began to notice red lesions all over his body and then realized he might have monkeypox. Well, he's a walking news story, isn't he? Thompson says he was sick for weeks and notes the worst of it was when he could barely get out of bed or drink water. Dr. Dean Winslow, a professor of medicine at Stanford University, says it was bad luck for Thompson to be sick with both viruses, but it's very rare to have them both, but it is still possible. That's too bad. Meanwhile, a bomb squad was called after a woman took her smoking SUV to Jiffy Lube at downtown San Diego. That's because mechanics found two bags filled with powder taped to the underside of the SUV. The investigation started at about 11 o'clock one morning and shut down a city block on Cortez Hill for about an hour. The bomb squad went in under the SUV and removed two bundles wrapped in plastic and a small electronic device. Investigators say there was no threat of an explosion, but haven't yet said what the powder or the device was. Finally, in North Carolina, a woman who found a bear climbing on her back deck of her vacation home, used her teacher voice to chase the animal away. Debbie Tomlinson, who used to be a teacher in Greenville County, South Carolina, said she was at her Sapphire, North Carolina condominium when her husband alerted to a bear on the back deck. Tomlinson's video of the encounter, which she posted to YouTube, shows her talking to the bear through a window and telling it to leave. "What do you think you're doing on my porch? You get up, go, go, how dare you?" You hear her say in the video. She said she used her teacher voice to show the bear she meant business. "It works every time. I wasn't afraid. I didn't want to lose my feeders. It was very exciting," she told a TV station. Meanwhile, somebody else probably said, "Baby, don't go." Here's James Last on SRE. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. That floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory.
the nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Francis Albert Sinatra and Learning the Blues on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, done with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra in 1955 as the B-side of the EP Session with Sinatra. Learning the Blues was re-released in June 1955 as a single with If I Had Three Wishes on the B-side. But ironically, Sinatra re-recorded that in 1962 with Count Basie and his orchestra for the Sinatra Basie and Historic Musical First album. Bet you didn't know that. I like the Nelson Riddle version myself. Before that, we had Lex de Azevedo and My Guy and James Last with Baby Don't Go. And here's John Fox with I Got a Name on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
After I learn if you're staying,
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Lex de Azevedo there, Precious and Few. Before that, we had Enoch Light and the Singers, Whoever You Are. Just Whoever You Are. Yes, Whoever You Are. Nori Paramore before that, Could It Be Magic. Paul Marriott did One on One, and Manuel did So Nice, otherwise known as Summer Samba. And John Fox with the Jim Croce classic called I Got a Name. We have a minute or so to waste here, so we're going to do that. Hang on here.
Hello, my name is Blake Horowitz. We're taking a survey to find out if happiness is a healthy mouth.
Is it?
Excuse me, sir. Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Certainly. Absolutely. I believe happiness is a healthy mouth.
Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Yes.
Why?
Because if you have a healthy mouth, you feel good.
Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Yes.
Will you tell us why?
No.
Why should I do?
Why?
Because if you have a toothache, how could you be happy and healthy?
This is the silliest question I ever heard.
Do you believe happiness is a healthy mouth?
Yes.
Will you tell us why?
Well, if I didn't have any teeth, I couldn't eat, and how can I be happy?
Well, there you have it. You believe, along with most of these people, that happiness is a healthy mouth. A message from the American Dental Association.
Classic PSAs on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's Bert Kempford in African Beat.
Bye.
Earl Grant takes us up to the top of the hour with Swingin' Gently. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of SRE, won't you? We'll be right back.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
WRCT Pittsburgh, welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio. If you talk and they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light.
Thank you. can see La Frontera from where I stand in line to El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land, hidden lined El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I prayed to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride. In daytime we rest and we hide. Now coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. We arrived here so hungry just 3 days ago. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia welcomes us in, she leads us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in line at El Comador. Small as I am, at night at El Comador. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, at night at El Comador. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, at night at El Comador. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlined at El Comador. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlined at El
Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. In la chambre solignon, that's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear,
We Huguenots came here seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. Amidst all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide, our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do.
What I know now, if we really came to How about Margaret Siri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
You are listening.